Two public attractions in Iowa are in a race for Facebook fans. The Blank Park Zoo in Des Moines and the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium in Dubuque are competing to see who can generate the most supporters on the social networking site. Each has a Facebook page promoting their organization, and they're racing to see who can get the most fans to subscribe to their Facebook updates by clicking the like button for their page by the end of the month. To talk about this competition, I'm joined now in the studio by Ryan Bickle of the Blank Park Zoo, and John Sutter of the National Mississippi River Museum joins us by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So how did you come up with this idea?
We were at the Association of Zoo and Aquariums Conference in Houston, Texas, and Ryan had attended a session on social networking for zoos and aquariums, and using social networking, he sent me a text and said, "Hey, how about a race?" And I thought it was a great idea, so we worked out the details, and here we are.
So, Ryan, you kind of challenged John here.
Yeah, I actually challenged him on Facebook, if I remember.
Yeah,
while
yeah,
sitting
that was
in
it.
In a conference.
And what are you doing to attract fans to your pages?
You know, we did a combined press release, sent a press release at the same time on Wednesday, and our local newspaper here, the Dubuque Telegraph Herald, picked it up and put it online, and we've got our employees telling their friends. It's really kind of taken a life of its own. It's been really fun for both of us, I think.
It's almost like a political race because I've been calling my friends and saying, okay, now I know I sent this to you on Facebook. If you haven't looked at Facebook lately, you need to get on there and not only like the zoo's Facebook page, but then click that suggest to friends underneath the logo.
Now, obviously, social media is not really new, but it's getting more and more popular. Have you all used Facebook in the past, or your page is fairly new? How long have you had a presence in social media?
I've been doing it for 2 years, and we started actually with YouTube, and we have almost 400,000 views on YouTube now of our videos and over 100 videos. And then I don't jump on just because there's something new. There's always something new. But I sort of wait for it to have a little bit of threshold and people use it before I start doing it.
Yeah, and we started with MySpace. We created a MySpace page for our Catfish Planet exhibit back in 2006 and didn't get a lot of response from it, just tried it out. And then when Facebook got bigger, we went to Facebook, and we've had a very positive response. We get a lot of visitor questions through our Facebook page. You know, it seems like more and more people are using Facebook to communicate with us, which is a great tool for us from a customer satisfaction standpoint and as a marketing tool.
Now, this competition for Facebook friends between your two organizations, it's not just for bragging rights. There's actually kind of a penalty for the loser, right? Tell me what happens.
Ryan, you want to handle that?
Well, yeah. I mean, right now we've sort of – I wanted to announce today that the tortoise is our is sort of our chair of our Facebook race because we've sort of started out slower than the River Museum. So we're going to keep going. But anyways, the person who loses, we decided there are plenty of volunteer opportunities at both of our organizations that involve getting dirty. And so we're going to do a little episode of Zoo Dirty Jobs if John loses. And I'm sure I will have to do aquarium dirty jobs if I lose.
Right. Yeah, I've been rallying our employees. Let's make us number one so John doesn't have to scoop number two.
And I don't know, at my organization, that doesn't seem to work right. They actually think I should get out there and do some work. So that's almost an opposite.
So who knows where the incentives lie there? Well, really, so why not just try to get more people to sign up for both organizations? Or, I mean, is that
absolutely
your goal?
Yeah,
that's the goal.
The goal is... You know, people in Des Moines probably don't know there's a wonderful museum in Dubuque, and likewise, people in Dubuque may not know about the zoo in Des Moines. So that's the ultimate goal is to let people know about these wonderful institutions that talk about conservation of animals and education and recreation.
Well, Ryan Bickle of the Blank Park Zoo in Des Moines and John Sutter of the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium in Dubuque, thank you both for being with me this morning.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Good luck with the competition.
Thanks.